The hearing room had mostly empty seats, with just two people to testify and four reporters to cover the hearing. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the concealed carry program has been shooting straight.
We've issued almost 120,000 concealed carry permits now in Wisconsin already since November 1st. We've really had no incidents. It's been a very successful program thus far. But I think we've learned with the relative lack of attendance today that the general public is now understanding it. They're pretty comfortable with it. I don't think it's a real contentious issue anymore.
One of the definition changes is for student-teacher ratios at concealed carry classes. It must remain under 50 to 1. National Association of Firearms Instructors President Tim Grant says the new definition isn't a big deal.
That doesn't affect us at all. In 10 years, I've only been to one class that had over 50 people in it, and there were six instructors there.
Van Hollen says the definition changes will help concealed carry students learn as well as get rid of gray areas.
No online training courses, and you can't have classes filling an auditorium where people really aren't going to get any one-on-one training, basically flesh out the law and put more meat on the bones. And so that's basically what we're doing now, is to have public hearing on the rules so that the law can be fully implemented in the future.
The new law is operating under emergency rules, and these changes to the definitions will allow those rules to become permanent. Blake Mellon, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.